WBAI's Evening News. On Sunday, there'll be a rally in downtown Manhattan to oppose the construction of the Park 51 Islamic Community Center. Claiming broad-based support, the Coalition to Honor Ground Zero says the rally is being held to push back against those attempting to impose Shura Islam, stealth jihad or terror on America. Their press release goes on to say, "We believe in freedom of worship, but also are aware that a number of mosques have been revealed as veritable Trojan horses, masquerading as places of worship when they in fact have proved to be sources of jihadist activities and terror plots against America." Andy Sullivan is a construction worker from Queens who has organized what he calls the Hard Hat Pledge, a commitment by construction workers to refuse to help build the Islamic Center. He'll be co-hosting the rally on Sunday. Speaking with WBAI's Andrea Sears, Sullivan says he was devastated when the Landmarks Commission cleared the way for the project.
It was like it was 9/11 all over again. And I said, you know what, this isn't right. This just isn't right.
Do you feel that Muslims as a group are responsible for 9/11?
Well, radical Muslims are responsible for 9/11. That's what I feel about that. As far as Muslims that I work with and Muslims that are friends of mine, I don't have anything to fear from those fellas and ladies.
Timothy McVeigh was raised Irish Catholic and had an affinity for the Christian identity movement. Do you feel that Christian chapels should also be forbidden around sensitive sites?
What does Timothy McVeigh have to do with this?
Well, what does being Muslim have to do with the fact that the World Trade Center was attacked
by radical Muslims? By radical Muslims? Well, actually, it has everything to do with radical Muslims, but it has nothing to do with people who don't practice that type of worship. So why are you bringing up Timothy McVeigh? I don't see the correlation. I mean, Muslims, that place right now is a mosque, and no one is stopping them from their worship. And if it was a religious issue, why didn't we all go in there like stormtroopers and on September 12th and raid the joint? Why? Because they had nothing to do with it.
Are you saying that the people who want to build this Islamic cultural center are radical Muslims?
Are they radical Muslims? No, I'm just saying they're being terribly insensitive. They're talking about building bridges and being tolerant. And meanwhile, they're reopening all these old wounds that are very hurtful to people. I mean, if they want to, an outreach into the community and to truly be what they say they want to be, I mean, tolerance is not a one-way street.
What is intolerant about them building a cultural center that has two floors as a mosque? It also contains a September 11th memorial and meditation room.
We still have not built World Trade Center. We still have a gigantic crater in our land and in our hearts. And they want to construct this mega mosque right in its shadow. To me, that sends a message to our allies and our enemies and our families here at home and our soldiers abroad. And it's a bad one.
Do you feel that the United States is at war with Islam?
We are at war with radical Islam extremists, regardless of what our little, Eric Holder and John Brennan and all these other politically correct junkies want to say.
In what way is the opposition not religious intolerance? If we're not at war with Islam, if there were Muslims who died in September 11th, if one house of worship is to be afforded the same rights as any other house of worship, where does this idea that it's an insult to people to build a mosque or a place of worship near the World Trade Center get any traction?
It's hurtful to a lot of people. I don't think faith and religion should hurt. And if it hurts people, I don't think it's a good thing. There's no law I can quote. There's no amendment or bill of right that I could pluck out of our Constitution and throw at you. I know we're freedom of religion. I'm also free to walk around with a T-shirt with a giant swastika on it, but I don't. Why? Because it's not right, and it's hurtful to people.
As far as pulling something out of the Constitution, how about the First Amendment?
Listen, they're practicing their religion. No one is saying they can't practice their religion. It's just, please don't put up this structure that sends so many messages. It's bad for our country. It's bad for the morale of our nation. I mean, is that so terrible to ask? No one is throwing them out of their place of worship. They worship today. They've been worshiping there for 20 years. You know what? God bless them. Go. Do your prayer. I salute you.
As long as they don't do it in a new building.
No, as long as they don't destroy the building that they're doing it in and erect this gigantic structure in the face of Ground Zero. That's what I'm saying.
You would have no problem with it if they just renovated the old Burlington Coat Factory?
I've got a problem with them demolitioning that building, you know, because for the mere fact that the landing gear came through the roof, and for all intents and purposes, that was the first strike. Because that landing gear hit that building before the plane hit the tower. So that landing gear was the beginning of our war on terror. And that historical fact alone should have gave it landmark status.
I find it interesting that the plane was falling apart before it hit the World Trade Center. Hello?
Andy Sullivan is a construction worker and creator of the Hard Hat Pledge. He'll be co-hosting a rally this Sunday in opposition to the construction of the Park 51 Islamic Community Center, a counter-rally of support.